Well, I'm staring at this, just glancing off at this photo every few minutes of this guy who I play in a band with, whose photo, it's right there on the wall. His name is Andy Urban. And he doesn't look exactly the same way in that picture that he does now, because that was 1988. None of us really looked the same, but when I first joined the band called Mosaic with, half of the band calls it Mosaic, and the other half, which who are the European guys, call it Mosaic, and you can take your choice. Andy had said, you know, well, we're going to play some odd time signatures here, and you may want to like study on this a little bit. And he sent me some CDs to listen to, and of course I didn't, because I thought, well, you know, it's just fiddle tunes, you know. I never had heard Balkan music in my life, and it's been a it was a trial, you know, for the first 4 years. But it's starting to make sense. And, you know, in a band like that that crosses all these different cultural styles, because we have Andy and Donal Lunny, who are, of course, Irish music, extraordinary musicians. And we have Nikola Parov, who's a Hungarian or Bulgarian guy who lives in Hungary. And we have Rens van der Zom, who's a Dutchman. And we have me, from the country of New York, and everybody kind of brings their music and they kind of throw it on the table, and it's like throwing spaghetti at the wall. Some of it sticks and some of it doesn't. And one of the things that didn't stick with the band kind of stuck with me. It's a Bulgarian brass marching band piece recorded in the 1960s, which of course screams guitar. Right, so I kind of made a guitar piece out of it, and it's a dance called a Rechenica. It's in 7/16. You can find that time signature in your toolbox, especially if you work on cars in the English system.